In the edges, we begin to learn the things we'll need to know out in the world. I was assigned a room with objects I was meant to sit and sleep on. I ate odd-tasting mixtures out of dishes, not with my hands, but with tools, especially made for the purpose of lifting food into my mouth. I was introduced to clothes, which I didn't like but eventually grew used to. I began to learn the language of humans. "Why can't we just eat a teacher?" I asked one of the older edges who had been friendly to me more or less since I'd arrived. "It wouldn't work, not the way you'd want it to. And even if it did, you'd be stuck with the miserable thing for the rest of your existence, and the other teachers would definitely be unhappy with you." "You don't want to make them too angry," said my companion from the floor. "They can hurt you, or not us, you know. They can't do much of any consequence to us, but they can make things very unpleasant, and a replacement teacher is an adjustment, not always a good one." They switched momentarily into human language. "A translator with a teacher inside you. You know they're bred for teaching, nothing better, or else they're a failed and can't even do the thing they were meant for." "I know," I acknowledged. "It's just so frustrating. All the stupid rules. Eat with a spoon, put clothes on your feet, sit on the chairs." My companion, still lying on the floor, snickered. "Say thank you and if you please in human language, begging your indulgence. Excrete into the special excretion receptacles," I went on. "Sleep on the sleeping furniture and never ever open anyone up."
"At least not anyone worth caring about," said my companion.
I laughed, because it was true.